Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome into the 3 o'clock hour. Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, is going to join us coming up here in about 20 minutes. But man, we are happy to welcome in our guys into studio. They are the Water Boys, and if you are not familiar, they do an amazing podcast about sports and pop culture, obviously music in our city and all the things that are going on. Be Rich and Trey. Fellas, it's good to see you guys. Good to have you back in studio. I said when you guys came in, you know, how you doing? Everybody, right now, all Falcon fans have the same look on their face, right? Yeah. You dap somebody up, you give them a pound and a hug, and it's like, man, how you doing? How you doing?
I mean, it's nothing to look forward to right now.
Yeah. It's tough. You know what?
No. We're going to turn this around, guys. You understand the magic in Kirk Cousins' arm.
It's going to be the Kurt Warner story all over again.
This is a TV movie that Dennis Quaid is going to play. Kurt. I'm telling you, Carl, we're going to make it, baby. It's happening. Who's with me?
Trey, you said you were on the train on the way back, I guess, on Sunday, and you were just talking about the mood. Talk a little bit about this, because this is what Mike and I, we discuss this all the time. And this is the part, by the way, I hope that Arthur Blank is seeing this. My guess is, Mike, he's not. Because he's not on those trains, and he's not leaving the stadium like we are, right? Yeah. He's going out the back and getting in, you know, a nice car and all of that. And I get it. He's the owner. But if he saw what we see,
yes,
when we leave the stadium, I guarantee you he'd be thinking differently about this.
100%. So when I leave the game, I always jump on the train at Vine City. Like, I always come from Hightower. I know it's H.E. Holmes, but you from Atlanta, we call it Hightower. You know what I'm saying?
You take the stairs or the escalator?
Yeah, I take the stairs, because I don't want any fiascos in the escalators.
I'm sorry.
But look, man, when you headed to the train, it's like a bottleneck situation getting on. And everybody's just, you know, kind of piled in the crowd together. And people notice, you know, they see our videos. And just the mood, people are just sick. Like, I mean, like, I have not seen people this angry and sick and really just sad, because people are spending hard-earned money. And not just them. I want to tell you, now, I said on our show, I met a young guy at the game, at the Washington Commanders game. Young guy came up to me and said, "Hey, man, I watch you guys on Instagram. Can I take a picture with you?" We took a picture. He said, "I hope we turn it around this year," he said, "because I'm in the 11th grade right now, and the last time the Falcons made the playoffs, I was in the third grade." Now, take that. Think about all the life that
it's
happens.
It's full circle. Listen to this.
Yes. Think about all the life that happens from third grade to 11th grade. You know what I mean? Like, just think about that. And then this man has not seen the Falcons make the playoffs, and now it's about to be 3rd to 12th, because I just don't see it happening this year. I'm sorry if you feel like I'm being a Debbie Downer. It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And imagine the kids growing up not being Falcon fans because we lose.
Well, that's a whole nother element. I mean, we're all, as adults, frustrated, but you're right. There's a generation of kids who are growing up in Atlanta where the team hasn't been good. They haven't given them a reason to buy in or want to support, except for the parents like us, right, or their uncles or whoever is, you know, around them saying, "Hey, man, you need to be on these Falcons."
Yes.
And then they're looking at you like, "Why? Yeah. Right.
Yes. Exactly.
They're like, yes. What? So that's a whole nother element. B. Rich and Trey, the Water Boys, in studio with us here on Dukes and Bell.
Yeah, man. Last year we're 6-3. We're feeling great coming back from that Tampa game. Beat the Cowboys. That was another way. Hey, we're rolling now.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since, you know, now, as we said, ironically, we're going back to the scene of the crime where Kirk Cousins gets dumped on that arm.
Scene of crime.
And he's not the same guy. But guys, we got to rely on Cousins because that's all we got. And in all seriousness, the receiver corps is terrible. You know, we've been, and where do you guys fall on this? If and when Arthur moves, you want Fontenot gone too with the head coach?
You I mean, first. I'm looking at it like this, man. Like, Fontenot is a guy's a good eye for free agents. He's brought some good players in. But
now, Mooney.
I mean, I'm going to say this. It's time to get rid of everyone. It's time to clean slate. I like Raheem. I bought into it. I remember when you guys came on the show, we was very optimistic about the Falcons. It's nothing to look forward to. Like, not even if Penix is not playing, I don't want to see Kirk. Kirk's gone next year. I have nothing to look forward to when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons. Get rid of everybody. Let's go. Let's get someone that knows what they're doing. I hate to say it, man. Rich McKay's catching a stray on this one, too. Everybody needs to go.
Because he's the constant. Carl and I talked about it the other day. The audience has talked about this. I saw him on the field in Berlin. So there was a football game, and there was Rich McKay on the field. So, like, they get it. The optics guys were so bad. When he was not on – I mean, when we didn't have our general manager on the dais when they fired Arthur Smith and McKay was there, they basically, hold on, I got to get him off this.
Yeah.
Because the perception is that Rich is the – he is the constant. He's Arthur's guy.
Yeah.
When is Arthur going to cut the cord on that? That's the question.
Well, let me say this, too, about the Water Boys. They are from Atlanta.
Yes.
Born and raised. They're fans.
Yes. 1980.
So when you hear them speaking, all right, they're speaking as you, like fans would speak. It's like when we see people in the street. So I just want to put that out there. You may disagree with how they're feeling, but that is part of why the reason we get them on, and we absolutely love them and what they're doing as far as promoting the city and promoting all the personalities and the pop culture and everything that's happening. But I say that to say what you just stated is how a lot of Falcon fans feel. That's just what it is. So if you disagree, so be it. But Mike and I go back and forth on this all the time, and I think as we go through this decision-making process of what's going to happen, who's going to be here, how this is going to shake out, I just feel like the way that you may lose more fans, and you guys tell me how you feel, because I'm looking at Trey right now. Trey's got his Falcon hat on. I had one on earlier today. Mm-hmm. I'm still riding. I'm not 100%. Going away from our team. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue to rep, and I know it's hard right now. But that's just what it is. But the thing that may take more Falcon fans away from this is if they make the wrong decisions moving forward, right? That how do you gain us back? How do you get more people going, right. All right, this is something I want to be a part of?
Because like you said, look, if we make the wrong decisions coming off of this, I mean, I don't know where we go. Like, you really are losing a lot of fans. And I had to ask B. Rich one show. And, I mean, it was really a rhetorical question because I think we know the answer to this. I said, what have the Atlanta Falcons done to earn the respect and the loyalty from the fan base? If you break it down, what have they done other than being in the city of Atlanta and being some source of entertainment? It's been bad entertainment more than it's been good entertainment.
Yeah.
And everybody's looking for the thing to change over. We look at all these franchises, all these different players. Why can't we have it? Why can't we have it? And I'm going to be honest, man, and then when we did have some players, you know what I mean, we still can't get over the hump.
Right.
We still can't get over home.
It's the Water Boys guys live in studio. Check out the podcast. Big guests every time they're out there. The thing about this team is you got the constant. We already talked about McKay and Arthur Blank. Arthur's never going to sell the team. It's never going to happen. There is a succession plan. The league mandates it. His son, one of his sons is in place. But the feeling, guys, amongst the fans is what you just talked about leaving the stadium. Not even anger, just futility. Yes. Like, where are we going to go with this? You're going to have to start from scratch, a new head coach, a new GM. You know, and maybe the GM looks at Penix, looks at this roster and says, we had a caller yesterday, says, we got some assets we can liquidate. Bijan and Drake would be luxury items. We'll just sell it and start from – that happens? My God, man. There'll be 20,000 people at Mercedes-Benz.
My God,
my
man.
God, my God.
I'm not signing up for that.
I think we can salvage this thing. You guys agree? The right coach, the right man.
Yes.
We have the talent. We were close enough to win all these games we've lost this year, save for the Carolina game.
So to you guys' question, if we had to start over right now, who's your choice for head coach?
Couldn't even tell you right now.
You got to right now. Gun on your head.
No, I don't know. Honestly, I mean, seriously. Because here's the thing. Whomever you decide to talk to or bring in, and I said this, has to have full autonomy for the decision-making process. So you can tell me whoever it is you want. What I need to know is that person truly going to have the decision making in his hands that we need to move forward? As of right now, this is still a committee that is led by some of the names Mike already has mentioned, and that has been part of the problem. Right. I think you've got to say, who can you bring in that brings that vision and you give them full autonomy to make those decisions? That's why I'm reluctant to tell you. Like, look, I've heard people say, Dukes, man, you let's go get an experienced guy, Super Bowl winning guy, Mike McCarthy. Great. But he has no decision-making power whatsoever if he comes into this exact same situation.
Right.
So you can throw the names out there, you know what I'm saying, B, as much as you want. Even some of these names that might sound good, but the problem is the process right now and in the way that we go about this.
I said to Carl yesterday, just from the top, you go to the organizations which have it cooking. I'd pull those two assistant general managers in Philly. That's how I'd start with. And I say, you get it. Rich McKay, you're done. You're out. You have no input on this. And you go better. And guys say, well, who would you hire? Well, if I'm trying to develop Michael Penix Jr., provided he comes back healthy.
Offense. Yeah.
I know it's been a crap year for them this year, but I would go get Cliff Kingsbury.
Offensive guy.
That'd be an interest off the top of my head.
That's good. Hey, you know, what bothers me the most is that I bought into Raheem Morris. I did.
Well, I think a lot. Look, Mike was hesitant. I think the positive energy that he portrays allows people to say this should be better, but it hasn't.
But when we hired him, I'm like, and it's like the same feeling when he was the interim coach. The team is doing the same exact thing. They're playing tough but losing,
right.
You know? So it's like, all right, well, he got a chance to go to the Rams. They won a Super Bowl. He was a big part of it. Maybe he learned something. But he lost at Tampa Bay as a head coach. He lost as interim Falcon coach, and he's losing now. And what I don't like what he said the leader, if he's losing, then he's a loser.
Yeah,
pretty
said
much.
That. He said that.
I don't want to hear that coming from my coach. I want to hear how you're going to fix it.
Now, that's it. But, guys, you also, a coach is only as good as his assistants. Remember, he had to fire Jimmy Lake last year.
That's it.
And I don't think a first-year offensive coordinator working with a rookie quarterback ain't working.
Recipe for disaster.
That's terrible. Now, me, I'm going to be on this tray, y'all. I'm not really on board with getting rid of Terry.
Okay.
I like Terry. Okay. I like some of the moves he made. Yes, he has made some bad moves. There are a lot of gyms who make a lot of bad moves. He has to wear that Kirk Cousins and not a Michael Penix draft. If Penix is like injury prone throughout his career, he has to wear that on his jacket.
Yes.
But he's made a lot of other draft picks. Now, he could have just bombed all those top 10 picks. I mean, he could have easily just bombed. It's a bunch of GMs who do it all the time. And I think when it comes to getting free agents, I think Terry does a good job. Now, where the issue comes in is what you said earlier. Will he have full autonomy? Will he be able to have full control? I don't think he has full control.
Neither do I.
We know he didn't hire Arthur Smith. I mean, he wasn't even hired yet when Arthur Smith got hired. I don't believe he hired Raheem. And if he did, I think they were just trying to save their jobs because Belichick was going to come in and put everybody on the chopping block. And so he just said, let me just go with whatever's going to work. And I'm not sure if some of these draft picks are actually his. Was the Kirk Cousins move actually his? Or was that something the coach put on the board and he said, okay, well, we'll roll with it. We're doing this collaborative.
God, don't use that phrase.
We're doing collaborative. So I would like to see what it's like if he had, you know what I'm saying, full control. But, I mean, if you're going to bring in somebody else who doesn't have full control either, it's going to be a lot of the same.
I said to Carl yesterday, if I'm going to Arthur Blank and I'm Terry Fano, if you're trying to save your job, I gave you good pieces. These coaches are screwing things up.
Yeah, he definitely – his decision to keep two rookie inexperienced play callers wasn't the move. He has to blame himself. If he would have got an offensive genius that knew how to attack the weakness, how Carolina attacked us, we'd be all right. We don't seem to know how to go after the weaknesses with our offense.
You can get a first-time play caller when your quarterback has 13 years experience, and you can rely on him and his experience. You cannot do that when you have a first-year quarterback who's learning the ropes, and it's switched on him.
Right.
And that's where the difference is. You're seeing the difference, you know? If I got Aaron Rodgers, I don't have to do as much.
And don't forget, they also thought Zach was working with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
And he's not.
And he's not.
Now he is again.
Man, I'm just frustrated. But go ahead.
No. We gotta wrap up. Man, this is what we do. When we get together, we chop it up. Next thing you know,
an hour on the podcast.
Yeah, it's an hour gone by so fast.
These guys, again, check out the podcast. It's the Water Boys with a Z. It is B Rich and Trey. Playboy Trey, huh? Playboy Trey?
Yeah, man. Hey, look, if anybody know about Atlanta hip hop, they know about Playboy Trey, man.
All right, man.
Hawks gonna get it done tonight?
Man, you know what? We better get it done. But I guess this is the question I'll leave y'all with. Should the GM start looking at what to do since the team is playing so well without our superstar, number 11?
And KP.
Look, you win tonight, I think it's a statement. I do. Detroit's legit. They're going to be deep in the Eastern Conference. Legit. And they were so bad for so long. They are good. They're young, and they got a superstar in Cade Cunningham. Fellas, it's good to see you. Appreciate y'all stopping by. Check out the podcast. They got great guests. And again, they keep it real, not only with the sports takes, but also all the guests and pop culture stuff they do, man. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate y'all. It's love always.
Right no on. Doubt. Be Thank Rich you. And Trey, the Water Boys. We're coming back. Dave Archer next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's talk to Dave Archer, analyst of our Atlanta Falcons. It's brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Arch, I want to start with what is bothering you about our football team in the losses. And I say that because it feels like they could all be lumped together. I know that's not the case. There are different reasons why we've lost these five games. But what is bugging you and what are you seeing as an analyst that you feel like, okay, that's it right there. This is the problem, or maybe these things shouldn't be happening.
Or your top five?
Yeah, I don't think that there is one thing. You just mentioned that. My frustration is the ability to finish. Okay, I know that everybody wants heads on chopping blocks, and we want to get rid of these people. And you guys may be already talking about the draft and all that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of football left to play, and there's a lot of things you're going to figure out about this team. And one of the things they're going to figure out is that they're going to play hard. Every week, you've had a chance, guys, and I know this is not it's maybe salt in the wound. You're one play away from being 3-0 the last 3 weeks, and I know that's hard to swallow, and I know it's hard to kind of think about, but you're in position to win the games. So finish the game. You know, I can take you back to the New England game. You're on the plus 48 yard line. You're one completion away from kicking a field goal and winning a game. Last weekend, you're one play on defense, tackle Daniel Jones on third and 20-21. You win the game. You're in go to overtime. Last weekend, if Drake and Kirk hook up on that slant route with a minute 35 left in the game and Canales has burned his timeouts, the game's over. You win the game. that's how close you are to winning these games. And I know that's hard to stomach and all those kind of things, I guess, for everybody that wants to fire coaches and GMs and all that kind of stuff. That's where we're at. This team is in position. The coaches are putting them in position. The players are putting themselves in position to win the games, and they're coming up just short. So my frustration is, where is the finish? Why can't we finish? Why do we get the illegal man downfield on a screenplay that nets 15 yards that's going to put us up the field potentially to go win the football game in overtime? Why can't we catch the football when it comes to you in a situation where it's going to put you in a third and short situation? Or 2 weeks ago, Pitts goes 70 yards for a touchdown, a walk-in touchdown if he catches the football. Those are the little things that are driving me crazy, Carl.
Right. And the thing, Arch, as I said, I think it takes a village to be, you know, this bad in the clutch. Because, you know, I'm sitting there in Berlin and I'm watching, they get Daniel Jones going 20 yards backwards, rushing 5. And then it's 3rd and 20, they rush 4. So, I mean, to me, it's a combination of the execution and on the game plan.
Yeah, but you're gonna zone. You don't want to give up. I mean, the last thing you want to do is give up a big pass play on 3rd and 21. Okay, so it's just a matter of being disciplined enough in a pass rush situation to make sure you rush him, keep him in the pocket. And I don't think you have to blitz him there. If you blitz him and you give up a 65-yard touchdown, the egg's all over your face. I mean, because I just singled up the one thing I want as a quarterback is I want you to play man coverage in that situation, because now I get my best player one-on-one against one of your weaker players potentially. I don't want to give up that play. So you're going to play zone. You're going to rush 4. You're going to hope he throws the ball underneath, come up, make tackles, force a 4th and long situation. Even with the long run, it's still 4th and 2. You still have a chance to make a play on 4th down. So I don't agree with that, Mike. I don't agree with blitzing and all that kind of stuff. When you played yourself into position to play that situation a little bit more conservative and not give up the big play, as it turns out you let him get out.
Arch, tell me about your thoughts on Kirk Cousins and where he is right now, because we've got to lean on him to step in this spot. We didn't think we'd have to, but this is why they kept him on the roster. Where is he at as far as his play and taking snaps and getting up to speed? Because it feels like to me he hasn't been there.
Yeah, it's going to be different, Carl, because the ball's not going to come out the way you've been seeing it come out with Michael. So Penix has a top 7 arm in the National Football League. And some of that gets him in trouble because he doesn't kick his feet to the secondary read or the third read, and he throws flat-footed and misses some, right? He's inaccurate on some throws. But the ball comes out differently. And so you're going to see a little bit more of a popcorn-type throw out of Kirk. But what you're hoping you're going to get, and what I'm expecting, is I'm expecting the ball to come out on time. I'm expecting him to be able to see stuff maybe a little bit more clearly pre-snap, that he's going to be able to diagnose things a little bit better pre-snap. Now, the guys up front are going to have to help him. You know, there's no question about that. I thought that the guys up front this weekend for Michael, and even for Kirk when he came in the game, I thought the pocket was better. The dirty pockets where you're getting a guy shoved back in your face, if you're Penix with the arm he's got, he can make things kind of happen in that situation. That's not going to be Kirk's deal. If you get shoved back in his face, it's going to take some off the ball, and he doesn't have a lot on the ball anyway. So if you take a little bit out of it, it's going to be short. It's going to be up for grabs maybe in a certain situation. So he's going to need some help up front to do some decent jobs of keeping the pocket clean for him. But I'm anticipating him playing well. And, I mean, just the human nature of this thing, guys. I mean, the irony that's dripping off of this is unbelievable. I know you guys have probably talked about it. I mean, you're 6-3 going into this game last year. This is the game he got hurt in. This is the game that changed the tide. I mean, you're going back the complete opposite, 3-7. You need him to rescue you, and he's got a golden opportunity to prove what he's all about. I mean, I think if you like those situations, which anybody that's played quarterback and played at a high level, which Kirk has, you've got to be relishing this opportunity to go shove it right into people's faces is what you can do.
Now, they're giving up about 123 yards a game rushing. So, Dave Arch is with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. He'll be down there in New Orleans with Wes with the call right here on the game. But, yeah, run the football. I mean, we've always talked about. And Kirk under center. So, the play action comes into play. But who are the wide receivers, Arch, going to catch this ball with Drake out?
Well, it's going to be the cast of characters you guys know about. Mooney's got to step up. He's got to catch the football. I mean, he's acted like he's allergic to the ball here the last few weeks. He's got to catch the ball. I mean, Kyle Pitts got to catch the football. You got guys that can make plays. Will they? You know, you got to throw it to them. All you can do is throw it to them. I mean, they're open. The ball's been put on them. Catch the football. And so now some opportunities. Obviously, when you think about Bijan joining the fray when it comes to catching the football, I think he's second on the team in receptions, tied with Kyle Pitts. I think they both have 47 receptions, just below Drake's 60. He's going to have to be more of a factor. That allows you to get another one of your best players in the football game in Tyler Algier. So can you get those two guys on the field? We've seen some of that. I think there might be a little bit more of that in the game to do that. And you can bet that, you know, any team that looks at us are going to say, hey, if we stop the run game and put them in third and long situations, they're not going to be able to convert. So you're going to have to be creative. And I know this is something that's one of Mike's favorite deals is let's be creative on first down. I know you want them to run the football. You're going to need to throw the ball on first down too, because this team can rush they can still rush the passer. They still got guys that can get after you up front. So you can't be predictable. So you're going to have to run it and throw it on first down. Now, Bijan might be a little bit more of a part of the passing game.
Dave Archer joining us, analyst for Atlanta Falcons here on Dukes and Bell. Do you feel like in crunch time that either our scheme or our play calling has hampered us in our inability to finish these games?
No. No, because just go to the last game. Kyle. There's a Freudian slip. Zach calls a screen, three-count screen to Bijan. It's out the gate.
Right.
I mean, he's up the field, 18 yards? Where they get 18 yards on the play, 16, 18 yards on the play? You're out near the 40-yard line in overtime? You got two guys downfield. He can't do anything about that. That's not his – I mean, you teach him, hey, it's a screen. You can't be more than a yard downfield. Boozle's downfield. What's he doing? You know? Okay, so we come back on second down. You got an open slant route to Kyle. He's going to make it third and two, drops a football. I can't catch the ball for him. So the scheme, he's dialing stuff up. You have to execute the stuff that's there. Now, is he perfect? Carl, you know as well as I do. You guys have been, you've been covering football a long time. Nothing's ever perfect.
No,
okay?
It's not.
And the other guy on the other side, the defensive coordinator over there, he's getting paid to do his job too. And so he's going to dial up some stuff where he wins. So when you get an opportunity and you win, you have to take advantage of. You have to catch the football.
And
have to do the right thing.
I just to interrupt you for a second, and I think this is a valid point.
Go ahead.
Because what you're saying is, and this is the thing, and this is the probably the part that hurts Falcon fans the most, what Arch is saying right there is so true, but it's so simplistic. Guys, we haven't won enough in these situations this year to win these games. We have actually had plays to be made, but we haven't won those plays. We haven't either made the catch, gotten the end zone, gotten the third down conversion, or the fourth down conversion. And to your point, like, out of all this other stuff, if I gave you eight plays and showed you and said, if you make these plays, that's probably the part that hurts the most. But then a lot of people, like Mike and I, we get back to where's the attention to detail
the
and
discipline.
The coaching.
Yeah, the things, Arch, that why doesn't it translate from what they're doing in practice to the field? Where's that disconnect?
You have to ask the player. Yeah. Why is what you teach and what you rep in practice? I mean, what do you want him to do when he comes to the sideline? There's a public caning or something because he drops the football. I mean, there's nothing that they rep it in practice, they emphasize it in practice, and when they get in the game, if you let him down, the only recourse would be to pull the guy out of the game, put somebody different in. Okay, so there's your answer. If you want different coaching, then coaching bowls guys out of the game. You only have what, 48 guys
yeah.
available to you on game day. So there's not a lot of places to go. If the guy's not going to make the plays, yes, jerk the guy out of the game. That's what you got to do, I guess.
I mean, well, they fired a guy in Ike Hilliard. They made an example out of somebody.
You're hanging on to that too much, Mike. I mean, Ike Hilliard, there was stuff going on with Ike Hilliard last year, okay? And so this was just a culmination. And I know it came at a weird time. They just lost a game big. That might have been the straw that broke the camel's back as far as Ike Hilliard goes. But there was stuff going on last year with Ike Hilliard. I can't get into all the details and stuff like that, but don't think that that was the only thing. Okay, let's find somebody to throw under the bus. Let's throw Ike Hilliard under the bus because they've got beat 30-0. That's not what happened.
Well, again, Marquise Williams, special teams, give up. We finally had a nice return, but we also had a muff punt. Every week, special teams screws things up. Gave up the big field position to the Colts in Berlin. And he still got his job. Right, what's his excuse?
I know, but so did Marquise fumble the ball?
So, again, Arch, coaches ultimately bear the price. You know that you've been in the league for years.
I get it. You want to chop a head off. I get it. I see what you're saying. But, unfortunately, what the coach is doing, yes, if you want to criticize what happened to them in Berlin, there were some things schematically they blew in Berlin. There's no question about that. There were some guys that got pinched to the inside. They got to the perimeter and had like three big returns. And you're right. There was some problems there from a schematic standpoint. Came back this last week. None of that happened. Okay, none of that happened. But, okay, Natron Brooks catches the football, and he fumbles it. Okay, there's nothing that, other than you tell him, hey, ball security. Take care of the ball, and you get a crowd. Well, you know, like I said, what are you going to do to the guy, okay? Now, he's got to catch the football when it's on the five-yard line. Ball hits in the landing zone. It goes in the end zone. If you want to start talking about, okay, catch the football there, okay, are we in that stack eye formation too long? See, they're trying to get Agnew the ball. They want Agnew to catch it. So the kicking team knows that as well. So we go into an eye set back there, and they split right as the kicker approaches the football. So it's almost like a kicker in soccer, Mike, when you've got a penalty kick, right? And you're a goaltender, and you wait till the last minute, and you go to one side, right? So you're trying to guess right. Well, they guess wrong a couple of times, the two returners, as to which way they're going to go, and Brooks ends up with the football. At that point, he's got to take the onus of, I've got to protect the ball, and I've got to do the right thing with it, okay? And I just don't know what you want Marquise to do with that.
Arch, we're up against it, but these passionate conversations, one, we appreciate you bringing your expertise to the show and giving us a different analysis. That's something I do want to mention, because these are conversations, as the season is ramped up, they get more and more passionate because we're all frustrated. With that said, what's it going to take to beat the Saints before we let you go?
It's going to take finishing the game, guys. You've had four games that you haven't finished, and you've lost all four. We're in 4-1 score games. That includes the game to start the season, and you didn't get it done. So who's going to step up and make a play? You've got to make it when the ball comes your way or a play comes. How about the tackles, guys? We didn't even talk about in overtime. Trimble catches the ball, and five guys miss tackles. Yes. I know we're trying to let the defense off the hook here because we're second in the league in sacks. Got to tackle the football.
Terrible.
So it's not just the offense that's making mistakes here. But those are the kind of things that players have to make play. You hear it all the time. Players make plays. When you have a chance, make the plays. And let me say this. I know, and I love debating it with you guys, and Mike is as passionate as there is out there. I've had a chance to work with Mike. Love being around him. The dude wants us to win at the highest possible level. There's nothing he wants more. And so the passion you hear in Mike Bell's voice and in Carl's voice is that they're frustrated. They want to go to a Super Bowl just as much as anybody else does. So I love what you guys bring to the table. I love how hard you guys are grinding on it and trying to figure it out. Let's go get us a win this weekend.
That's all we can do. Thanks so much, Arch. Appreciate the time. As always, Dave Archer, brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Went a little bit long there, but we needed to. And do you agree with what Arch is saying? Do you agree with the premise in which he's saying the plays are there? These group of guys are not making those plays. He is not putting that onus on the OC. He's not putting it on the special teams coach. He's saying the things that are preached, and these guys are not making the plays.
So we signed the wrong guys.
We're going to come back. We'll take your phone calls, 404-726-0929. We'll hear from you, all right? Because I want to know if you agree with that. We've talked about all this stuff. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We can have differing opinions on this show. We love what Dave Archer does for Atlanta Falcons and calling the games and giving us his perspective. But he feels like the plays have not been made by the players. Look, I'm a big proponent of players over plays all day. As a matter of fact, I said it a few weeks ago. But as we said, do you agree with him? And Mike, you know, our text line's blowing up at 404-726-0929. You can also call us as we talk about this because – look, there's enough blame to go around, but once the ball is hiked, and I'm just going to say this, and I'm supposed to throw it to Mike, and I throw it to Mike, and then Mike drops the pass, I cannot blame the offensive coordinator. Now, I am not dissolving by any stretch of the imagination the issues I've had with Zach Robinson this particular season. But there is something to be said that if a play is called and I give it to the guy that's supposed to get it and he doesn't do anything with it, that is on him. You get the ball, you catch it, boom, kick return, you fumble, that is on you. But the problem is, and this is where I disagree with Arch, is it's consistent mistakes, Mike. That is what's bugging me, and that is why I get back to the coaching element.
Right. We talk about, you know, the culture, and that gets back to, you know, accountability. That's why, I mean, as Arch said, you want to see a guy, you want to see a guy get spanked on the sideline by his position coach? Well, it's a start. You know, I mean, I just think that, you know, to hear Raheem one day say this BS is unacceptable. And as I said, I mean, you got to pick your spot. You get maybe one every 2 or 3 years. You can't do this every day. Players will tune you out. But what's the difference between us and the Rams and Seattle and the Bucks and the 49ers? They're better coached teams. You know, they don't make those mistakes. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, the players are not making the same mistakes, and everybody we're looking up at, all 12 teams we're looking up at in the NFC right now, you know, execute, do the job. But we've been close enough to Arch's point. This is something you and I have been banging the drum on all season. You were in a position to win and beat the 49ers. Your coaching staff doesn't know how many guys are on the field. That's not on the players. That's coaching. You know, we've talked about abandoning the run. You know, that's not on the players. I mean, Bijan basically told Arch in the postgame, we got to do a better job of looking at ourselves.
Scouting.
You know, and that's whether that's scouting and or also looking at the man in the mirror. Look, we all want to win, and I get it. But, I mean, there's a culture thing. I think there's a culture problem with this team.
Okay.
And I think it's accountability or a lack thereof. And we'll ask Raheem about it tomorrow.
Well, it's hard for me to disagree with that because, again, it's continuing the same things that have gone wrong that seem like they continue to go wrong all the time. And if you can't fix those things, obviously the emphasis to fix those have not been emphasized enough that it hasn't gone through, Mike. Like my mom used to say, you got a hard head or you're not listening. Like one or the other. And if it's not, I got to do something to get your attention. Right. That is the problem of what you're talking about, which makes it seem like, you know, what Arch was saying in the sense that we want to see this coaching staff go off on some of these guys. These are professionals. I don't know how to get through every one of them. That's their job to figure out. But at the end of the day, whatever is being preached, okay, is sometimes, and maybe more times than not getting through. And if you're a parent and your kid's not listening, what do you do? What do you do? This is a similar situation, guys. Like, hey, we can't fumble. We can't fumble. We can't fumble. We can't miss those passes. We can't miss those passes. We can't miss those tackles. We can't miss those tackles. At some point, you go off. People lose their jobs.
Right.
People get benched. This is professional sports. That is the part that hasn't happened. But part of that is when Arch says, who do you want him to go to? Well, we're not good enough to go to the second and third guy this team. We don't have that kind of depth.
We saw Charlie Warner get a catch the other day, and that was just, you know, hey, God bless him. Good friend. That's one of the things that, you know, one or two catches he'll have this season. He's more of a blocker. The guy, real quick, we got to get to Day-Day. The guy that just basically encompasses or encapsulates everything that's wrong with the Falcons is Kyle Pitts. He's good enough to be six in receptions amongst tight ends right now in the NFL.
Okay.
But he's only got one touchdown. He's 11th in receiving yards, but you remember more of his drops than his catches. That's a guy, and you said it last year, that he would be the linchpin, the guy that could be the difference maker. This year, with all the problems we've had with injuries and inconsistency at the wide receiver room, Kyle Pitts can come to the rescue, but he can't do it because he just cannot make the play. He's got the athleticism, he's got the God-given skills, but for whatever reason, there's a disconnect between his eyes and his freaking hands. And we talked about it in two games, the last two. You start the game with a damn touchdown if you stop the Colts on fourth down with Pitts, but he can't make the play. He is the poster boy for everything wrong with this football team.
404-726-0929. And that's not changing now. We're 5 years in. That's not changing. I have a hard time, and I always have in professional sports, when people go, man, he's just getting in the league. He'll be better in year eight. Like, I don't buy that. Can he go somewhere else, Mike? And maybe they utilize him in a different way? Potentially.
He'll get another shot, of course. But
how productive is he going to be? See, that's the question. Getting another shot doesn't mean anything if you're still not productive.
Right.
That's my issue with him.
Every Falcon fan's, sorry to cut you off, every Falcon fan's nightmares will go somewhere else and be a 1,000-yard guy again and all that. Whatever. You know what? You get a sports psychologist and a team of experts, and you figure out Kyle Pitts, because I've given up.
Yeah. All right. If you missed the interview with Arch, we'll replay that for you later in the show, because it's worth it as we discuss all these things. And again, he is giving this to us from where he sits every Sunday in the booth as he calls these games and analyzes what's going on. And I definitely respect his opinion about how this is all transpiring. And I do think, like I said, a lot of this is valid. I hit you with a pass and you miss it. It hits you in the chest. That is you. That is players. He's right. But if it happens over and over and over again, I got to start looking at the guy who's coaching those players and saying, why is he missing the pass over and over? Why are we missing blocks? Why are we missing tackles? So that is where I have an issue. But Arch is absolutely right. Our players have not made enough plays to win these damn games.
And the argument we've had a couple times now, Arch and I, over the Berlin game, is you get the pressure. Daniel Jones was leaking that whole game. He was going to give you the ball. And how many times, guys, have you watched playoff football where a team has an aggressive posture and then goes back to a more conservative posture and gets burned? And that, to me, that's Ulbrich. And that, I'll die on that hill. That I say, look, I'd rather have you blitz. Die on, come back on your freaking shield, okay? Let's go down swinging. You allowed him to convert the big chunk of yardage, and that's what basically cost you, in part, that game.
And you know what's sad about all of this, guys? It seems like everything just can't come together at once. To your all's point yesterday when we did our pre-show behind the curtain, you brought up the fact that, sure, this year, much better in sacks. But also, our red zone issues seem to be corrected. Mm-hmm. The last three games, 8 of 9 in the red zone compared to 3 of 7 the three previous games. Small sample size, Zane Gonzalez. 3 for 3 on his field goals, 5 for 5 on his extra points. But then everything else seems to be falling apart.
We found a kicker.
We can't bring it all together at once.
A lot of guys on the text line saying, well, then you're getting back to Fondo because he picked the groceries.
Okay. And that's why there's enough blame to go around. I got to tell you something, too, and I'm going to when we come back. Art said something that has me thinking, Mike, there might not be change. I'll tell you what it is when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.